Today's the website of Mr. Frege is a Chana Rach. So, Yisrael, Yaakov, Ben, Yishuvah, Ben, Arishach, dedicate the morning in his memory. We started the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We didn't get to the Rayas. The Gemara had a suffix which Rashi and Taisus understand as follows. If a person has a cup of tea, the bracha of which should have been Shahakal Yedigvara, and he thought, based on the color, he thought that it was really wine, and he was preparing himself to recite the bracha Baritri Hagothen, and if he would have completed the bracha by saying Baritri Hagothen, he wouldn't be Yaitse. He said, Baritri Hagothen, I'm seeing you not yet. And he says, Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and Rashi says, he realizes by the time he gets to the word Ha'olam, that it's really to you that she concludes the bracha shakal nivadvara. So every word of the bracha was pronounced properly, shakal nivadvara. The only thing is that his kavana, his intention at the beginning of the bracha to Hashem, came out from the to conclude with bracha brachim. So the shayla is whether that ruins the bracha now. So the Gemara has a suffix, and it's like any bad life sheet of what it is. And that's what we discussed at length this week. What do we do with the halacha? How do you talk to the halacha on ice? The person goes to your lips, that's how we talk in. The Kapi Bracha is Lahakya, that's if it's a Bracha Madarabam. If it's Bechasam Vazin, then it's their right, for example, if the person makes Kidei Sviya, it says, Nechom Nishvech Halter, the Sabata, the Rachel, the Sasham Rokecha, it says, a little earlier, Nechom Shusha, Eretz HaShalev, and Mishkin is Tochal Bo Lechem, the Rebbe Shalom will give you bread. It says a lot of things in the post, Chit the Sari, Gevin and Tain of Rimon, then it says again, Eretz HaShalev, and Mishkin is Tochal Bo Lechem, you need bread, the Achalter, the Sabata, the Rachel, the Sasham Rokecha. So the Gemara says later, if a person eats Lechem, Kidei Sviya, he eats bread, and he's still, he's really full, he's not hungry anymore. He ate a whole loaf of bread, or he ate kedayis bread, and he ate a whole meal in conjunction with the bread. That's also called kedayis liya. If the person ate kedayis liya, then he's obligated to recite Birchas HaMazon in the Torah. But then, if he finishes eating all the bread and he has to bench, he forgets. He forgets it, and he thought that he didn't wash, and he's about to say Bar Nefashis. So he starts saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Adai Sot Tefillin, Bar Nefashis. If you say Bar Nefashis on bread, you're not Yaitse. Then in the middle he realizes, if he says Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, instead of saying Bar Nefashis to Stetra, he says Hazan Asa'olam. So there is the aspect of their Yaitse. There you would say he's not Yaitse. This topic in the Gemara, the only passing like the Rift, the topic Brach is Lahakel, when the Brach is only required with the Rabbanah. We pointed out last week, we spoke at lunch about Rabbi Kivega, it doesn't necessarily mean that Sufik Brachas Lahakal is identical with the Klal of Sufik of the Rabban of the Kula. It doesn't necessarily mean the same. Because Rabbi Kivega had a Ha'ar over here, that and Achreinim had Barichas about this, let's say a person already finished drinking the tea. And he has a Sufik whether he said Barney Kosh. A person has a Sufik whether he said Shahakal. He's about to drink the tea, has a suffix whether he said Shahakal. He said something, a suffix whether he was used to the brother that he said. He started saying, Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Adai Sot Tefillin, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and then he switched the middle, he said Shahakal, so it's a suffix if he gave it. Rabbi Kivega asked, how can you possibly say suffix lekuv over here? Because it's coming to Rabbana. But before he eats the food is a cheskas iser. All the food in the world, after Lado She'aram, Menorah, Mazab, Lai Bracha, all the food in the world is a cheskas iser, up until the time. That you say it, Rachel, you know for sure that it's Mutzah. So how can you say it's Seker that Rabban Lekulu can eat it?
Another time, Rachel say it's Mutzah. You can't say it's Rachel just that. I mean, you don't need to say it's Rachel.
Prohibited to recite the Brachah Shenetzvah. We usually assume, like they quote in the name of Tzitzis, that it's only the Rabban. The Gemara says, I want to recite the Brachah Shenetzvah. So on the Morgan Abrami quote that the Taisus is quoted as saying, Taisus says, Taisus in the third paragraph Rosh Hashanah. The end of the third paragraph Rosh Hashanah, Taisus says, that the Laisita is only the Rabban, it's not their right. Morgan Abrami says, the Raman would appear that it's in their right. That it says, Wachal Atharati Bandura. Yes, so you mean if a person has a suffrage, maybe he's over on this Dindra Rabban, maybe he's over on that Dindra Rabban. If he says that Bracha unnecessarily, he doesn't know what he has to say Bracha on that. So what should he do? He has a suffix on the one hand. If he says the Bracha and he didn't have to, so he's over on the Yitzhak the Rabban, on him saying Bracha Lassala. On the other hand, it's going to turn out that he ate without having said a Bracha, says the other Yitzhak the Rabban. So which is preferable to do? They say shave off after others. So which is the shave off after? Don't eat.
No, it shouldn't
make a bracha. He's not sure if he has to say a bracha. He's not sure if he's allowed to eat without saying another bracha, or he has to say another bracha. So whichever you do, it's risky. So you say the klala shave off after others. That's klala tomorrow in Erev and Dafku. Whenever a person is in a dilemma, whatever he's going to do, whatever he's going to do is no good, that's the definition of a dilemma. All the mahalchim, all the drachim that you have are no good. So if you do like this tegmish, you do like that tegmish. Here's a suffikis, here's a suffikis, there. What do you do? So the Gemara has various klolim, and then the Gemara says, and you can't figure out, that when you've run out of klolim, then the klolim is shaykh al tasa. So how would you say shaykh al tasa?
They shouldn't let the drachim.
You should not say the drachim eat without a drachim, but then it's kumbi al tasa eat without a drachim.
Talking about the bracha, not this.
Right, that's not called an avera. To eat food without having recited a bracha, that's not really called an avera.
We have a halal.
Like an einan. Exactly, an einan is before the surahs are made. The einan is prohibited from doing this, so he's not permitted to violate his surah. So is the Einan required to recite a bracha before he eats, or is he prohibited from reciting a bracha before he eats? No, on the assumption he's asking, there is a machlekes, he said, there is a machlekes, Rashi and Taisus, is the Einan permitted to do a mitzvah if it doesn't really interfere with his taking care of the tzura? So that Rashi says he's permitted to fulfill mitzvahs if it doesn't interfere, and Taisus says, no, you're not permitted to. So we assume in the Shulchan Aruch like Taisus, that the Einan is prohibited from fulfilling any mitzvahs, even though it doesn't interfere at all. Like Adish is taking care of everything, and he's not really going to work on the Torah someday. Still, he's prohibited to observe any mitzvahs. But the shaila is, what about reciting the bracha before eating food? Can't say, not allowed to eat food? What's wrong? Why is he not allowed to eat food? If the food is kosher, he's allowed to eat food. The question is the oivra an avera if he eats food without reciting the bracha? He said, no, that's not an avera. It's a mitzvah to say a bracha before you eat the food. If you eat food without saying a bracha, you have done an avera in the sense that you didn't do a mitzvah, but that's not called an avera. You didn't do a mitzvah.
It's
because you didn't do the mitzvah. So that's what we passed him. There's one opinion in the Rishonim. The author Feynman, I think, says one of the Rishonim. From all the Rishonim, only one Rishon says that the Einan is obligated to say a bracha before he eats, because if he won't say the bracha, he will be in violation of an avera. It's like eating treacle. The Rabbanan, it's an Issa. And all the other Rishonim say, like Rashi, that it's prohibited from reciting, but that he doesn't say bracha before.
Like any mitzvah, like putting on tefillin. Well, then you're not eating anything except for mitzvah, so you say you shouldn't have. You're talking about the mitzvah. The kiss is actually taken. Then you should take it from the Rabbanan Shalom.
Yeah, but still, we don't hold fully like that. That's how we talked to him the other day. The Einan who wants to eat is not allowed to say a bracha. We discussed until it's their dayim. To eat bread without until it's their dayim is an aveira. Eating chayichol b'lin until it's their dayim is an aveira. But it's also a mitzvah to wash until it's their dayim before you eat bread. So the Einan is not allowed to do an aveira, but he's not allowed to do a mitzvah either. So what does he do? So it says in that Einan, Rabbi Kenevi quotes on the other day, you should wash without a bracha. You should wash until it's their dayim in order not to violate the aveira of eating bread without until it's their dayim. But he's not washing in order to fulfill the mitzvah until it's their dayim. He's only washing in order not to violate the avera. So when you do something in order not to violate an avera, you don't say bracha. The only reason why you say bracha until it's their dayim, because until it's their dayim is a mitzvah. But the yoyim is not allowed to do it until it's their dayim, the act of the third mitzvah. So that's why he doesn't say bracha. It's not that he washes without a bracha, or suffix. Not a suffix. He washes in order not to violate the avera of eating without until it's their dayim, but he doesn't wash the third mitzvah, so that's why he doesn't say bracha. So we pass him granted by eating food that the oinon does not say a bracha, is forbidden to say a bracha. Rashi says he's mutter, but Rashi says that he doesn't have to say a bracha. And one of the Rishonim disagrees with that Rashi, the third Rishonim. But Rashi says before it's on the Gemara, that not only doesn't he say the Birchas Hamazon at the end of the meal, the bracha, apparently he doesn't say a bracha before the Ain't a mivarech, ain't a mizami, ain't a mivarech, ain't a mizami. The Rashi says ain't a mivarech. The Rashi learned it goes on a mitzvah. It goes on the bracha before eating food. So rov on Rishonim, both brachas, both before and after eating. The most of the woman, the John, the Rishonim learn like that.
Yes.
So as far as eating, so what do you say? Let's say if a person has a sofek, he said a bracha, and if the sofek is to his yosei, so should he say another bracha misafek in order not to violate the aver of eating without a bracha? Or should he not say a bracha in order not to violate the aver of saying a bracha l'atolah? So they're both only aver of the rabbanon. Eating without a bracha is only the rabbanon, and saying a bracha l'atolah is only the rabbanon. So you say that's the result, shape al tasod. So you say that's solved. Let him not say the bracha. Okay, but Rabbi Kivega time is another case. Look at the person, he's the same, but the other case also. Okay. Then you can answer Rabbi Kivega's kashas without my mouth. Okay. But I think it's still correct. The marshal, some achrayim, many achrayim say that the Yisra Brachal of Atoleh is like this Hashem Shamakach Lashov. That's how the Gemara says. When you violate like this Hashem Shamakach Lashov, only if you mention one of the Zayin Shem Shem in the Chokin. So what if a person will recite a bracha in English or in Yiddish, or say a bracha Balaz? So the din is that you yotzei. A person is yotzei a bracha if he says it's Balaz. Also, even if he doesn't say the Shem Hashem, one of the Zayin Shem Shem in the Chokin. What if he recites blessed out thou, etc. The whole bracha is recited in English, and he says the name of Shem. Instead of saying the Shem, one of the Zayin Shem is. So many Akronim say that he's not in violation of like Tisa Hashem Hashem HaKechel HaShov. There's no way to that. In fact, many Akronim recommend like that. When a person has a Sophic Bracha, he should say the Bracha in Yiddish, he should say the Bracha Balaz. Hashem? Okay. You say Hashem, that'll also be a Kinnush. Rachmanim? Okay. You say Rachmanim, you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Alakeinu. Right, so some are quiet, no, you can say everything, I'm about to laugh in the house, but instead of saying Hashem Hashem, pronouncing Elokeinu, so you say Hashem, Heshinem, that's not about to say, you say Elokeinu, that's a kinui. So Hashem is a kinui and Elokeinu is a kinui, so you haven't violated about to Hashem Shalom Glatova. And you've solved your problem in the event that you need a bracha, so you said the bracha, you yes, you need a bracha. But the Rambam says this is called Shem. Shem in translation is also Shem. It doesn't have to be after one of the nine Shem is in the book. So if you substitute something else, it's also Shem.
The other way,
you must make him with the right thing,
it's translatable.
It can't be translatable, okay, that's a different thing. It can't be translatable, but still, you're going to the bracha, you must say, even Bechatam, I was not kidding, you're going to the bracha, they're right to hold on. If they say Hashem or Lekem, yeah, that's called Shem, and that's called Malchus, right?
Yeah.
So eating bread, the Bichas Amos, after eating bread is in our Torah. Yeah. No, we talk in the Shulchan Aruch. In the Chabad talks in the Shulchan Aruch that he's not permitted to say any bracha. The Rambam is not permitted to say any bracha. Right. And anything, yeah. He's not permitted to recite any bracha before or after eating any food. Yeah. No. As a demonstration of the Shemesh, out of Kovat HaMeis, he should demonstrate that he's so distraught about the fact that the relative died. Even though the relative died at the age of 100 and something, but still, Tzadik called him in our name, some are late, it's not right. But to demonstrate that he feels bad about the fact that the person died, so before the Kura, he's not permitted to keep any more. So this is Darshan, is this on the post. But the Kachur writes in here and there that it's only the Rabban. The post is only on Snap, so the whole thing is only the Rabbanon. How can the Rabbanon make a mitzvah? He says, Yesh Kerach Yachal Chalim, Laka Donan Atta, Zeshev Yaltaz. They tell him not to fulfill this. You're getting back again. Let's slow it a little bit more. The Gemara had a topic over here on a bracha. Like Tani Bait, like Shittim. Start saying a bracha at Hashem HaKenem HaKalim and he thought that it's wine. And it turned out that it was tea and he finished off properly. He shakalim the bracha. But since at the beginning, when he said Hashem, look at him out on his story, he's going to conclude. Well, see, I thought it was a mind, and he bide like Shita, he's a Yaitena. The bus black halacha the mic would be bide like Shita. The Tyson has a machalakis. What do you do when you have a Tzavik Brahma? So we talk to the Shulchan Aruch like this, the Tzavik Brahma for Hakil, when the Brahma is only with the Rabbana. If it's a Brahma there, right, then you don't take Tzavik Brahma. But say, for example, the person ate today three out there, and then after 15 minutes he forgot that he had a whole meal, he thought that he just had a mash, and he's going to say Baruch HaKosh, and start off, Baruch HaKosh, and he's going to say Baruch HaKosh, to finish Baruch HaKosh, then he realizes, no, he has to say Hazana Sa'ila, and he says Hazana Sa'ila, and then it will be a fake of their ISIS. Then it will be a fake of their ISIS. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, he wouldn't be in such a case. He shouldn't just say Hazana Sa'ila, when he realizes that he started off wrong, he has to start again, Baruch HaKosh, and he's going to say Baruch
HaKosh.
Okay, and then you could cap, okay. You should finish off with something. But he shouldn't finish off, he shouldn't say right, Hazana Sa'ila. Because that's the state of the right. Or in Kiddush, we assume Kiddush is in the right. We assume Havdola, Nikra, then we pass into Machloik, if we pass in Havdola, it's also the right. Bottom line, we pass into Shohar, Havdola is the right. So by benching today's Zia, Kiddush and Havdola, these are the three prophets that are the right. And Allah Michi is the Shiloh. But Allah Michi is the right of the Rabbah. So these...
What's so bad? You didn't say anything that's not true. You didn't say anything
that's not true. You were absent there, for a good reason. For a bad reason, but for a good reason. Okay. So we discussed it. Taisha didn't say, what's up there? He said, the whole broken, what's up there? So we discussed at length what the issue was. Taisha said, but you didn't discuss. What's the sign anymore? He said, Shahakos. What's the sign? Just because he had in mind the fear I saw. But that's called an Ibaidla Shita. So again, we talk to Allah Almighty, with respect to brachas, they're right there. You have to start over again. Respect to brachas, they're not one, you don't have to start over again. Rav Yor is quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Tzvi Yerushalayim as having a wild statement. The Mordechai quotes this in Megillah. The Rav Yor says, if a person says the bracha on Tzvi Yerushalayim, this is like what? So he says, Hashem Hashem has done on Tzvi Yerushalayim, Adaita to say Lamed Bay. And then someone tells him, what are you talking about? Today's like Weimar. So he counts the right words and he says, today's like Weimar. So is he Yotzei or not? Or does he have to say over the bracha again, since at the time that he said the bracha, he thought that it's going to be Lamed Beis, and it turned out that he can't do it.
He should be good.
Why, if he's not Yotzei with the bracha? No, let's say he didn't count. He finished the bracha on Tzvi Yerushalayim, thinking that he's going to count 32, and then he tells him, no, you got to count 33. So when he realizes that, should he just say the correct Tzvi, or should he repeat the bracha? Hayoi said he said the bracha.
It could be different.
A lot of different. So the Rav Yosef says, that if it would happen, as man said, Beit HaMikdash HaYakayim, when Tzvi Yerushalayim was there, right there, then it would be a Shaylan of the right, that we would require he should repeat the bracha. But Hayoi said, we're talking to the man of there, we live in man Shein Beit HaMikdash HaYakayim. So the whole mitzvah of Tzvi Yerushalayim is only with the Rabbanon, so there is no carbon ha'aymer, so since it's only with the Rabbanon, so we follow the risk that you say Tzavik Brach for Havdol.
Is that the only reason?
Yeah.
Havdol
is the teller. Isn't there another difference? So the first teller, and this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber quotes this thing from the Rav Yor. That since the time of this man is only the Rabbanon, that the stack of the risk applies, that take the Tzavik Brach is Achol, and the Bible is Shita, so the Rav Zog, you don't count over. So the teller number one is that if it would be this bunch of this Hamikdash HaYakayim, and Tzvi Yerushalayim would have been the right there. So if you have something there, right there, the bracha is only with the Rabbanon anyway. You see your Yerushalayim without the bracha, that's the teller. Teller number two is... Could be, but the teller number two, which is going to make it even easier.
I think that because...
We didn't discuss this yet.
No. I think because there's counting. You only establish the condominium. You only need to count with a... You have to think of count. And if you're counting, you make a difference. You've made a mistake before. So what's the difference? But as long as you rectify it before you...
The group is not a season. Oh, that's the other question. That's what I'm not talking about. You might be right, but that's the reason the Gemara is. He starts off, Baruch HaDash, and he's going to say, it's the Bracha Baruch HaGosu. He's going to finish the Nusach HaBracha Ruach. And he's going to say, it's the Bracha Baruch HaGosu. What it says, one is based on life, you know, the Bracha is the same anyway. I'm serious, but the difference is, how are you going to do the mitzvah? You're going to count 32, 33, 34. But they don't go in as that kasha. Because that kasha number two, the groya. What is the Rav Yor talking about? If it would happen, it's one should be to make the show, you would have to count over again. You have to repeat the bracha over again. Why?
But the bracha ended off the same way anyway. It's the same
thing. If you guys picked up an apple, you pull it an apple, and end up being a pear. You make a bracha by the apple, and you eat the pear, you have to get all the bracha.
Same thing, but if it's you could say, I made those up oil of the makes the actual water, right? Instead of blending baloiku, they lay in the shabbat.
They're bracha.
Well, we, no, stop the shabbat, you have to make another bracha. Yes?
Because the long bracha.
No, because every seer, even though it's the same bracha, but every seer is a different seer. That's like every case, even though the earth, even though the water,
what if
they were to have a center? I said, well, that's better than you say shalach and you learn by loish.
If you open up the Sefer Torah to the wrong schedule,
right,
and the Oiler says the bracha, and then Anis,
right,
he points and he says Anis, and then they realize that they have to miss and they have to rain later, or earlier, whatever it is, so then the Beit Yosef goes to Machlokes, what do you have to say another bracha? Why? What's the issue? Because if a person says, having in mind only to eat this one fruit, the person has a firmness, a vegetable in his hand. He says, Barthi Adama, and it fell down, and all he had in mind in the first place was to eat one fruit. So the bracha related to this one fruit. And it fell in the garbage and it got all dirty, he's not going to eat it, but he wants to eat another fruit, so he takes another firmness, another apple, whatever, then the din is in the Shulchan Aruch, Beit HaYisham, you got to say another bracha. Unless he claimed in the first place he eats more than one fruit. That's another story. But in the other time, then, if you only had in mind to eat this, or to drink this, and then it's filled, and he has nothing left, and you have to take another one, then you have to say another bracha. Why? Because the bracha, Birchas Hanenin, relates to this food, the miyuchad, if that's all you had in mind to eat. You had in mind to eat more. And then it is the bracha relates to everything, so if the first one fell away, so we pass, there are more passings that you don't have to say another bracha. So the Beit Yosef goes to Machlokes, what about Kriyas HaTorah? So some Rishonim hold that the same applies to Kriyas HaTorah. When the Oiler gets an Aliyah and he decides the bracha, his bracha relates to that spot that they showed him. He has in mind that the bracha should relate to that Kriyas. And if they have to really learn from a different Mokum, so then the bracha never relates to that. And others say, not so. The bracha doesn't relate to a specific text. So we're talking that the Birchas HaTorah is similar to Birchas HaNenin. Yeah, but here also you're going to say like that.
What?
Every Birchas HaNenin relates to the Sphere that it's going to do. What has it got to do with Ari Baizalai Shita the Gemara? The Nusach HaBracha still is saying.
If you don't have in mind of the right day, then it's not the Nusach HaBracha for that day. Even the Nusach HaBracha is the same day. But it has to be also in mind of for that day.
That's the Goyim's kasha, it's the same mishnah. So the Vilna Goyim gives the following answer. He says, the Rav Yoh goes to Shitasa. The Rav Yoh holds that when you sell sphere, you say, Asher Kibshana ben Mitzvah, and Sivano, Al Sphere, Zayim, and you add a shin. Sheh Hayom Yom Echadol. That's how the Mordechai goes. It's part of the Bracha. The Mordechai loves, the Mordechai goes in the name of the Rav Yoh, that Sphere Zayim is unlike Sphere Simon is like Yiddish. You don't have to recite a bracha shek v'rishonim is the first of the Sabanu, the Kadesha Tashabit, and then you recite the Kiddush. The Kiddush is a mitzvah which is fulfilled in the nusach of a bracha. The Chitamazin is a mitzvah which you fulfill in the nusach of a bracha. You don't say bracha mitzvah before. So the Rav Yoh's only opinion that you don't recite a bracha mitzvah first and then you count Sphere Simon. And it's a mitzvah l'chud in the bracha is l'chud. The bracha is the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The mitzvah should be fulfilled in the nusach of the bracha. It comes out of today's the 32nd and today's the 33rd. The nusach of the bracha is going to end differently. One nusach of the bracha is going to end 32, one is going to end 33. So that's why the Rav Yoh, that's what the Golden Goyim says is the answer to the second kasha. The Bitkarov, they called the Bitkarov in the Shurim HaMenachah, they asked this kasha and he didn't have any terror. And the Golden Goyim, Amzat in the Shurim HaMenachah, asked the kasha and has a terror. Okay? The Bir Agroi asked the Kasha, and he gives the Teretz already. 200 years before the Bishka Rav gave Yeshua Ma'amah. And he gives the Teretz, and he says that the Rav Yoh goes with Shikasa, the Mordechai calls the Teretz, the Rav Yoh holds his face, Shehayom, so the Nusach is going to be different. The first teller was, but even the Zman Shabbat, the Tamik Mishra Yikayom, but the Brach is only the Rabbonah, so that we already have what to work on. Now you say there was.
All of the
Rabbana, they tell you how to fulfill this mitzvah deraisa. true menaser you make to the mitzvah deraita without reciting any bracha. But the Rabbana, they said that the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah deraita is in the nusach of a bracha. It's not merely that they said recite a bracha first before you do the sefirah taima. They said the proper way, the Rabbana, the proper way to fulfill the mitzvah deraita is to recite the sefirah in the nusach of a bracha. So there you say, stopping the right of Mechumre, even with respect to aspects that are only the Rabbana. Not only do you say stopping the right of Mechumre, there's a stopping whether you really ate him in a
place.
The Rambam has two cases. Sometimes the Rambam says 95% of the cases, 99% of the cases the Rambam says that the person is mistook because he did a mitzvah or not, so Sotik, the right of Lechumah has to repeat the mitzvah, and Sotik brachas also let him not recite the bracha. The writer disagrees. Many of the Shem that's how the Rambam. According to Rambam, the writer had to read them, the Gemara in Tanan Adlikim, the Sugya Pantheon. So we pass in the Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam. Whenever you have a Sotik mitzvah, not Torah, you mistook because you have to do this mitzvah, you're obligated to do the mitzvah in Sotik, but you don't say the bracha in Sotik. With one exception that we discussed so far, now is another exception. The Rajman and Chuba is the Kasha, but the one exception the Rambam writes by Kriyashma. Safik Kara Kriyashma, Safik Loi Kora, so the Rambam writes Kriyashma Vikari, Indir Chodzeho. So the Rajman and the Chuba quoted by the Kesh Mishnah, it's the Kasha, why Indir Chodzeho? But the Bichas are Kriyashma, I want to the Rabban on. And I'll tell you, he gives to the Kriyashma without the Brach. So why not say, let him repeat the Kriyashma, Safik Nisim Lukuma, and the Safik Brach is Lahakil? That's what the Rajbo asks, how do you distinguish, how does the Rambam distinguish between Birchas Kriya Shema as opposed to all other Birchas Hamishnah? So the Rajbo answers something. It's the question what the Rajbo and the Chuvah answers. So Rav Soloveitchik, all we used to say over this one, I remember when he made the Siyam on Brachas, in Malia, he said this over again, he used to be very fond of this one. That the Pshat and the Chuvah to Rajbo, a lot of our friends say that's not Pshat, and we've got to not say different Pshat. Shantai is a different Pshat. But the Rav used to learn that this is the Pshat and the Chuvah to Rajbo. That Kriyashma with the brachas is different from all other mitzvahs. Kriyashma with the brachas is midrabbanan, and that's the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah, Kriyashma in Birchas Deo. I'll say the brachas, to fulfill Kriyashma, I'll say the brachas. And if you say the Kriyashma without the brachas, midrabbanan, reputation that you only fulfill the mitzvah Kriyashma in an incomplete fashion. Hashem, you can let that person shake the lulav and he gives his their bracha. So even with the Rabbanan, you don't say that he fulfilled the mitzvah lulav in an incomplete fashion. No. Mitzvah lulav, he did 100% bona fide mitzvah. I took myself, he failed to fulfill the mitzvah saying a bracha before doing the mitzvah lulav. But the mitzvah lulav is full. So they really, by lulav, they're two spaces. The topic on the lulav and the topic on the bracha. The topic on the lulav is self-sex mitzvah lachumra. If it's the topic, they write to lachumra. The topic on the bracha is topic bracha lachumra. By creation in the Sera, it's one big suffix, so that's what the Rav Yoh holds. That's what the Rav Yoh holds when he gets to the bracha and Sfira Sarahim. Even the bracha is clearly on the Rabbanon, but with the Rabbanon, they're on the second, and you should fulfill the mitzvah of Sfira Sarahim and the mitzvah of a bracha. So if the mitzvah is deraita, you say suffix deraita lechumer, even with respect to the bracha. Even with respect to the bracha.
He forgot one day, and if he doesn't make a bracha, then why doesn't he have to count anymore? The
brother
tied up to the counter.
Once he took out,
what good is it
to the counter? Oh, so if you really... Absolutely. So the Baal HaLachas Gedolai, who claims that if you left out one day, you're not Yotzei. He says, Taki Meizel not chant. You don't gain anything by counting. But Taisa says, you never heard of such a thing. It doesn't say anything about anywhere that if you left out a day, there's a Din of Tzlima. So Baal HaLachas has invented it. No. So we, you stop it, we make a compromise and upstart. So we say the real din is really like Tosfos, that even if you forgot to say they still continue to count the rest of the day. But because of the Bahag's opinion that there's no mitzvah, so out of respect for the Bahag, we consider it as if it's a Sotik Bronx. So it really isn't a Sotik Bronx. We really pass the Nikra din against the Bahag. And we tell them we should clear the show of Bahag, so we consider it as if it were a Sotik Bronx. So we don't say the Bronx.
I recall from the Sefer Torah, he started to say, if you made a Bronx on one part of the Sefer Torah, and then you find out the different place, does he have to repeat the bracha on that? And he says, the machlokes, what does that mean?
Yes, we pass in the Kumi. We do have to say over. But then they have more rules and regulations. Then,
oh, why an area?
Yeah. If they opened up a whole few amudim and instead the broken, you kissed over here, it's really over there. You kissed over here, it's really over here. So as long as it's lefanov, the bracha goes on everything. But what if it's not open? Then I think that quite say it depends whether it's before or later. If the amud that they showed you and that they said the bracha on is later, and even if they were caught late in the day, you would never get to where you're supposed to lay. They showed you Parshas Kairos. They didn't show you Parshas Shlach. The time is supposed to get the first Aliyah and Shlach on Thursday morning, and show them the first Aliyah and Kairos. So you can lay from today till next year. You're never going to get to Shlach. That's earlier. So then the bracha didn't go on that. But if they show them Parshas Bahalaikla, so if they lay long enough, they'll get to Parshas Shlach. But then I think we assume that the bracha that he said on this goes on this and everything right. Goes on everything right because they
ready to go. He likes on me and he made a propensity and he left over conscious to me and he still would say better from you. Still good. like one meal, he could eat the whole set and tie it
in. You can lay right this. The problem really goes on everything yesterday. I think that's how we start going to compromise. That's a new shayla. No, we're discussing the case. The Rabbi discussed. He said the bracha, and then before he starts to count, he realizes that he was about to count the wrong day. And right away he says the right count. What if he was master? So if he corrects himself, definitely the Hebrew is okay. Otherwise, they ask me. Okay, so this is the bayit that we had last week, and the psak halacha l'maaseh is that selfish brachas will help you like the rish, unless the bracha is one that's deraisa. What is deraisa? Birchas hamazon, chiddush avdala. And Rav Yoh has this chiddush on who are dinami the bracha on tzir esayim with his man in shabbi tamik b'shay kain and tzir esayim will deraisa. Okay. What were the rayas in the Gemara? So the Gemara brings the raya, toshma. The Gemara has this topic right in the middle of Yud Beis Amas. The Gemara says toshma by the time you let it dalas. Shachris. In the morning you're supposed to say Yetzirah Baruch HaShem, at night you're supposed to say Hashem B'Dvar Ma'ar Baruch. So what happened Shachris? Tatat Yetzirah, he started off right, you see him in Ma'ar Baruch. He said that's wrong, he ended off Ma'ar Baruch. So you're not Yetzirah? Ma'ar Baruch is the wrong Yitzchak HaBaruch. No Yetzirah. So what if I can't pass up from Ma'ar Baruch and it's in Yetzirah or Yetzirah? How do you translate the word? So here again, we were learning all the time like Rashi and Tzayt Rabak Rabak. Rashi tends to say, Pasach to see him doesn't mean he started saying Hashem Zohar Ma'ar Barov and then he realized that wrong and he corrected himself yesterday over Hashem. That's a different din. That's a different shayla. Then he's going to say Halacha Ma'aseh the same din, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Baruch Atah Hashem Lakeinu Melech Ha'olam and he has the Siddur also to the page Hashem Zohar Ma'ar Barov and he realizes that that's Ma'aseh and he's supposed to Dam Shakras now. So he switches. Yep, he says Lakeinu Melech Ha'olam. Before he said one word that was wrong, he corrects himself and he says the correct himself. Pasach Ma'aravod means he had the Shem Malchus Hadaita to say Ma'aravod. The see in the author he corrected himself. He said the whole Nusach was correct, so it says Yor. And the same by Ma'arav in the reverse. Arvis, if he said the wrong Nusach Pasach with Ma'aravod, then he started off intending to say Ma'aravod and the see in the author or. And then the Sufi said the wrong Nusach, he ended off Yotzer or. Yotzer Amoris, in other words, he ended off wrong. Lo Yotzer, he said the wrong Nusach HaBrach. But what if Pasach the Yotzer or? He starts saying the bracha by Ma'ariv intending to see Roy's wrong. This seeing, but then Lamaita he said the correct Nusach, the Ma'ariv Arom. So it says, Yotzer. So the Brighton says it in, and then he gives you an abstract. Lamaita Zavar, the upshot of the whole halach is, Hakol Halech, Achar HaEisim. What do you need this last line for? Lamaita Shiriti. The Tanoim always gives you a case. The Tanoim, the Gemara is, Lamaita Menachlova, Satudim, Mach Mishanem, Baichut. That when a Tana gives you a klal, there a klal, you shouldn't be in the Daita klal. Because the Tana, you never spoke in abstract. They only, they like to speak, down there, they tell you a case, concrete case, and they give you a din. So that's what the Tana says. It gives you a case, and it gives you a din. But then he feels great, there a klal. What does it need? Klal shal dover? What does it need to klal shal dover? We're not going to talk about that. What is klal shal dover adding on here? Well, I'll call him. What does it say in the Daita? There's the favorite that we ignore. You ignore what kavana you had at the time that you were pronouncing the Shema Malchus, as long as the Nusach HaBracha was correct. So you're right, it says that the Pharisee should write that it's good not to be talking like the Rehav Nitam Sufik Bracha Slavia. The Gemara wants to prove it's not a Sufik, it's a bad line that it's good. The Gemara says, no, shiny hot from the Kama Baruch Yetzer HaMairis. Maybe the reason why it's good is like this, because the first bracha and Birchas Kriya Shema both in Shachas and in Ma'ariv starts with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, and it ends up Baruch Atah Hashem, Yetzer HaMoed, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMa'ariv Barov. So maybe the Pshat and Pshat is like this. When he started up Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Adaitah to say the word Nusach, so everything that he said after that is absolutely worthless. He's not here. Because when he said the Shema Malchus, he had in mind to say the wrong Nusach, which wouldn't be good for Shachos of Mar. But then forget about all that. Strike it out. The last one that he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amar Barovim, he was Mekata the Bracha. Everything that he said. Maybe he said the whole Nusach. I should have done my Ram Chavos Hashem. He said the whole Nusach. But everything that he said up until the end is no good, because the first Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekel Machalim, was he had the wrong intention, so you strike out everything till the end. But the last line, he already knew what he was saying. So he, what's the din if you make after a bracha? Should have been a bracha aruchon. Instead, he made a bracha sort. So for the yevgen yaitzei, the rest of the gemara says, shiny hashim become a baruch yaitzei hamoirei. The yaitzei was the last line that he says. Hamare barav ma yaitzei hamoirei. The yaitzei with that. Trek the gemara. But that's not so tosha. There is a machlekes for Rabbi Rabbi Yechanon. But a bracha is acceptable.
Rabbi Rabbi doesn't work by day, but Mitzvahs works at night.
Ma'ariv HaRavim will only work on Ma'ariv, and Yotam HaRavim will only work in the day. Yeah.
No, he said, the Mishnah said that he said Ma'ariv, he said by day. No, he said that Ma'ariv is time to Yotam HaRavim.
Well, yeah.
He says
the wrong Yotam HaRavim.
Ma'ariv
HaRavim
is time to Yotam HaRavim.
Yeah,
because
he said Yotam HaRavim. Right? Shachar, you have to say the Nisach of Shachar. Ma'ariv, you have to say the Nisach of Ma'ariv. What happens? He said, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, intending to finish off incorrectly. But then, with the top, he says the whole Nusach correctly.
So the Brachah says, Ma'ariv HaRavim is fine to Yotze Oh. Yeah,
So the Gemara says it doesn't necessarily mean that it's Yotze the whole Nusach of Bracha from the beginning to the end, despite the fact that his intention during the Shema Malchus was wrong. No! Everything that he said till the last line is over. But the last line can substitute for the Brach. I the Brach of Dora, and both guys look at the Yemen, you go to the Brach. Take the Gemara. We disregard everything in the first 10 lines. Yeah, it wasn't good because you had the maybe it's no good. Maybe he's only out to the Brach because of the last line. And the last line, he was Yishana the Nusach. He should have said, I'm going to Nusach. And everything he said till the end is no good because he had the wrong kavanah. He's ate it with the left one. Take the gemara in the first wide line, but there is an achlekes rabbi, Rabbi Yechanan. What constitutes kafidin a bracha? Does the bracha require Shem u'malchus, or is it sufficient if you say Hashem Hashem? What did he say? Baruch ato Hashem Elokeinu shahakol yibidvara. But he didn't say Melech Haolam. He says later, well, even he says Melech, but he doesn't say Melech Haolam. He doesn't say Melech Haolam. King over the earth. King over New York City, king over America is not enough. You have to be Melech Haolam, king over the whole world. So we pass him like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha is Rabbi Yechanan. My slave is Rabbi against Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi says, called Baruch Hashem, Haskarat Hashem in his Baruch. If you didn't say Shem Hashem, it's no good. But if you said Shem Hashem, even with that Malchus, it is good. And we pass him like Rabbi Yechanan, but you need Shem, who Malchus? So the Mara here, the last line in Mar Zarov, when the last line in Yetzam Har, just says, Baruch Atah Hashem, and Yetzam Har, doesn't say, Elokein and Melech Haolam. So the Gemara says, hey, Nicha, this is Nicha, what you just said. And you get to with the last line of the bracha. Didn't claim the whole bracha. If you all like Rav Yom, call Rav Shem, of course, Hashem, and the bracha. Shaka, you have a Shem, Hashem, and the last line. So you get to with that. But if you all like Rav Yechon, the way we pass you, La Lache, that whenever there's Makhla, you're Rav Yechon, and Dina's like Rav Yechon, and El Rav Yechon, you have a call bracha, Shem, of course, Shem, or Malchus. Ain't a bracha, you have to have Shem, Umas, but you have to have both. The Gemara, Ma'ika Lameima, if you can give the answer that you just said, that you yaitu with the last line. And for the Gemara, no, not a problem. The only time it's a problem, that the only time it's an issue is like we said before. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam Adaita, to conclude, for Kriya Gofen. And if he would have finished for Kriya Gofen, he wouldn't be yaituing on scene with Kriya Gofen. And then he finished Atah Hashem, but over here. And what's wrong with Kriya Gofen is Legami, a different scene from Shachal even more. That goes on one and it goes on Shachal. It goes on everything. But whether you're davening Shachal, or you're davening Ma'ariv, the theme of the first book of Kriya Shema is identical. The theme is the same. That the same two Borei Olam who created Or, created Choshes, then created Choshes, created Or. And for the Gemara, so since Ela came in Yom Rav Barul, since we had on the previous Dab, Kedei Lahakini, that Yom Rav Barul, you have to mention Yom and Laila both in Shacharis and in Ma'ariv, that's the bracha that spells out the theme of Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, that there's one God who created everything in the world, Yom and Laila. So Kikoma bracha u'malchus ne'ikara, when he said the Shem of Malchus to begin with, ne'ikara atravai koma, and he had in mind Yom and Laila. So it's not that he had in mind Barakat Baruch and he fears I shall for you as well. He had the same kavanah, he had kavanah that the Rabbanu Shalom created, Yom and Laila. Here it's an exception to the rule. This is a special case. It says on the right-hand side of the daf, in the brackets in the Maseret HaShas, Maseret HaShas is by Rabbi Shua Boaz, the same author as the Shulchan Gibbon on the side of the Rif. But the brackets in the Maseret HaShas, it says that by Rabbi Shaya Golin, whatever's in brackets. So here on the side it says that this man, Rabbi Lilhaski Minas Yom Balad, Minas Balad Mayim, which just added a few weeks ago, on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, so it says Ayin Shom. What's Ayin Shom? Usually it doesn't say Ayin Shom, just gives you the Ma'an Lachim. Whenever there's a major shinui in the Girsa, that says Ayin Shom. A major shinui in the Girsa means either it's a different name, different Langoma says it, that's what it is over here. Here the Gemara quotes this Rabbi Barula speaking, and on the previous daf they quoted the name of Rabbi, and Gansin, a different person. How much of spirit is here and here? Elom HaRavah, he has 5th line from the top of Yud Aleph Amud Beis, he quoted the name of Rabbi, he quoted the name of Rabbi Barula. But the people who are in yeshivas today doesn't make such a difference on Hashemina who it is. But say Rabbi Shai Berlin, one can know every name. So whenever there's a change in name, he always writes Ayin Shom. Or whenever there's a major change in the Nusach, that's really an Hashemina. You know, sometimes a slight shinui in the Nusach of the name is not going to write Ayin Shom just because a missing hay idea is not going to write Ayin Shom. Whenever it's a major change in the Nusach of the member that seems to be an Hashemina Lalocha, or it's a change in the Mandala who said the member, change in the Tana, change in the Amura, then I'll always write Ayin Shom, but it's not exactly identical.
So that's the answer, right?
No, he points out a lot of times he has Ayin Shom. And in Taisus, when they have, every so often in Taisus, they'll give you a Maramok and they'll tell you what the opposite is, and then they'll say Bishom. Here on the bottom Taisus, on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, it says Tainus Tavkovov Amud Beis. It doesn't say Bishom. Once in a while, he'll give you a daf, and he'll write here. Take a look on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Taisus says, Dimra Maskel, Beloshen HaKadosh Nemru. So it says, Ter Shein in the Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Bisham. What's Bisham? Yud Bisham means the previous Maram Ophim. It's not the previous Maram Ophim, Daf says Vav Amud Beis, it's not Bisham. Whenever it has a Daf, and it says Bisham, it means that there's a Taisus and that Daf that speaks about the same topic. Sometimes he'll spell out Bisham Dibra Maskel. Sometimes he'll write Bisham Dibra Maskel. I'll tell you what the title of the title is. He just says Bisham.
He didn't have it.
He didn't have a show.
I have it too.
These are all filming him on.
Who puts out brackets? The same.
Okay, so the Gemara says there's no life in the Braita one way or the other. Life in the Halakha itself. Zog the Gemara, well, Toshmani Seifo. Forget about the Etzem Din of the Braita. What about the Seifo? Why did the Braita have to tell you the Din, tell you Klal Shadavah? The rule is, what's added on by the rule that you didn't know before? So it must be that's what's added on. So in the cases before, one can ding the, you can argue and say the case doesn't prove anything because both in Shachar and in Ma'ariv in the first Bracha of Kriyashma, the theme is the same. Orech Hoshech, Yom Malayla. The Pasach Adaita, the Shachar, and Sim Adaita, the Ma'ariv, it's all the same thing. So as long as it says the correct Nusach, the Haskalah was not the choice. But then you say Klomash or Davar, so you're adding on something. Whenever a Tana tells you the din in the case, and then he repeats Klomash or Davar, you're adding on. So my love, Toshmami says, the left line of the price. Klomash or Davar, Hakalach, Hachachitim, Kreg Digimah, Klomash or Davar, Asui, Mai. What's added on in the left line? My love, must be like Suye, Hodi, Amorim. Must be that on the case that we're talking. He picks up the cup of tea, and he thought that it's wine, and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, I'll die to the same Baruch Atah Hashem, and he says, okay. So you see, you can equate it yourself, and that it is good. But in Moses' law, it doesn't necessarily come to be mad with this case. Maybe he goes on a different case. Maybe he goes on a case where he made a mistake between bread and date. What do you mean? He ate one of them, and he thought that he ate the other one. He started saying Baruch Atah Hashem instead of Baruch Atah Hashem. Then he sang Baruch Atah Hashem. This Baruch Atah Hashem came out of all the Madaita to say one benching, and then he says he realized that he ate dates. He didn't eat a meal. And he says, "I'll eat coffee." Okay, the Gemara, the Echidadu, what exactly was the mistake? What did he eat? What did he think he's going to do? And what did he do to mice? He, Laima, if I should say that it's the following case. So, Ochal Naham, or he ate bread, and he made a mistake, and he forgot he had a sandwich. And he thought that he had dates, and he's about to say, he says, Baruch HaTah Hashem, HaKenem HaKenem, he's going to see you right. Allah eats Ochiyoi. And if he says, Allah eats Ochiyoi, if you're eating bread, he's not doing it. And then he realizes, I'm going to end up wrong, so he finishes up, as on his island. And he made the Nusach is correct, but the Mashav and the Kavanah was wrong. Frankly, Mara, if that's the case, so that's exactly the same as the Berkah Batan and the Shahapa. What's the difference how you cloak, your Shiloh, whether it's coffee, or wine, or bread, it's the exact same Shiloh. That's a Hachron stock, and he's talking, we hold that it's the same as the
Dinah.
Halacha the night, we pass in that it's a Sophic Bracha, it's a Sophic Bracha, how come unless it's a Bracha that I've already mentioned? But if you hold that it's the Torah's Vada, the most sacred, so then it doesn't matter whether it's the right or the wrong, it's the same
shot. Why do you learn the Sophic Bracha for you? Why not learn the Sophic Bracha for you?
You see something more like that.
But you could have learned that it's
the right. Yeah, you're going to see another two volumes before it goes down. So Gemara asks, hey, Chidami, what case are you talking that he made a mistake between bread and date? He, namely, if I should say Baruch Al Naham, he ate bread. And he has to say Birchas Al Mazon. He made a mistake because Sarah, he saw the Tamar Yochal, he thought that he only ate bait. Well, first of all, how did the Tamar Yochal? He thought that Baruch Al Tashem HaKenem 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 HaKenem. And if he would have finished like that, he wouldn't be yosh on the bread. You see, and then he concluded properly, did the Nahamo, he concluded by saying the bracha for bread, new hainu bayon, that's exactly identical with the shadow he had before. So good, so what do you accomplish by saying, no, there's no raya from the bracha from the sefer? It is a raya. It is a raya. So the bayon is nishita. What do you tell me? It's not nishita. What's in our name? We're talking about dates and bread in such a way that the bayon is a dainlo nishita. When the boy from the ratio is not nishita because it's managed the same thing. Maribarov, the Asura has managed the same thing, so that's not a right to the Halaytim. That's not a right to the Berkhya Brokhan and the Shah. But even the statement that Zariyam more than the ratio, therefore Zariyam more is still not a right. But Yichor, the case, and the statement is to go to Yochal, Tamri Kvartir. He really ate dates. And after 15 minutes, he forgot what he ate because he's so full because so far, Namochal. And he thought after 10, 15 minutes, he thought that he ate bread. Upasach, and he starts saying, Baruch HaTah Hashem HaKenem HaKoyla, Bidin Naham. He starts to saying, Shem HaMalchus, HaDai Tetsu Finish Shof HaZan. This the aim. And then, when he realizes, he says to Shem HaMalchus, not a word, he realizes that he ate dates and didn't eat bread. Instead of saying, alright, if you're sorry, instead of finishing off HaZan HaKoyla, he finishes off Al-Ho-Ei-Tofi, right? So the aim that he taught me, in that case, it's your absolute right. So yes, why isn't this Peshit Arshayla with the Bratri Agotan in the Shackle? Something more, it's not Peshit. Why? Because we said before that if it would be the reverse case, if he has wine, and he says, Bishem HaMalchus Adai Tetefirai Shackle Mi'ad Adzorai, it's good for sure. No Shayla, why? Because if he would finish Shackle in the Zorai, would be good. But that Bracha, the Kavanah for Shackle in the Zorai, is not there over here. So the Gemara says, the same is true over here. The Avila Siya and Bid and Nahamo, even if he would finish off to say Azanasarim and say Azanasakol, after day, he would be Yosef in the Yed. But Hafsili, you're not supposed, like on wine, but Hafsili, you're not supposed to say Gorkri, you're not supposed to say Shachel. But for the Yed, he didn't say Shachel Yosef. But here also, when a person eats day, the Hafsili is not supposed to say Azanasarim. But for the Yed, if he says Hazan, still Azanasakol, for the Yed, he would be Yosef. If a person drinks a cup of water, and he says, Bichas HaMazin afterwards, he's not Yosef in the Yed. It's not that it's a kabbalah malach. They say going to Russia is good. They say bichat hamazon is very good. It is the favorite. That you're not yosef. Say bichat hamazon after a cup of soda, you're not yosef. You got to say going to Russia again. But it's the first and a date which are filling. And he says bichat hamazon. Not only the whole bichat hamazon till the end. You don't mind how famous. Even if only says till the end of Azana Tako, the Shulchan Aruch puts in the Abeni Yoni. It just says till the end of the first Rosh Hashanah Tako. Did he ever hear yosef? The Achilu, Siyem, Bid, and Nahama, even if he would conclude the Bracha, that first Bracha himself, Zana Sakol, Nami Yosef, why, my time, what? Tamei Nami, Meizan Zainei. Since the Moral Matak is very filling and very nourishing, if the Yevit, if you say, Zana Sakol or not, you would be able to live, or if you chapsik in the middle, and he corrects himself and he concludes with Alay, so he like he would certainly be able to deliver it. But our Shaila still remains in by the Rashi. So that's the bottom line, and that's the end of the sugya. The suffix with the husband, with the Shahato, remains in by the Rashi. So both in the Rashi and in the Sefer of the Brisa, you still can't prove anything about our Shaila. So that's why we had the discussion last week. Are you passing? You have any by the Rashi, are you passing? So you passing, that's the right of the suffix. Suffix the right of the woman. But by your brothers that are on your abana, then suffix brothers well.
That's
the case would be the same thing on the agent where the pastor state should be a kalvachim. Not if you ate day. With the program date, it's not a fear. So you ate for the evidence you bench. So if you have cake in your bench, or let's say a person has spaghetti, and he benches with her, it should be two gradations. If you eat tata of obikism, let's say if you eat spaghetti, one could argue the point that if you eat spaghetti, even if you eat a ton of spaghetti, probably you never have to bench. You never wash, you never bench, you never say, I'm lucky, because it's not so bad at all. But you eat cake, it's any more outdated. If you ate a lot of cake, then you compare 2 hours, then you have to wash and say, I'm not going to bench. The third one should say like this, that if a person ate cake, which if he would have been compared to Sudan, he would have had to say, there's some other answer. Even if he wasn't compared to Sudan, he should certainly say that to the end of the year, to the bench. What about if he ate spaghetti, that even if he would be compared to Sudan, he wouldn't have to bench on it. But there is a mockum to think of, but still the passion should be that you are yet to be the other on benching, because benching, because Alamichi is just the kitzur, mayin sholosh. Alamichi is the kitzur of the Yechatan laws and stuff. He said, it's kitzur, you're yet to, because he said, the long version, you should certainly be yet. Right. Right, but that would be a shayla. So on the Shulchan Aruch, they quote a machlokes. So the Mechabit quotes those who hold, that if you say the whole Birchas HaMazon is from the beginning to the end by mistake, a person has a cup of tea, and at the end of the tea he says Birchas HaMazon, and says he's not yet to even to the end, and he has to say Brona Kosher. Because Birchas HaMazon absolutely doesn't apply, the whole Mitzvah Chizurim doesn't apply. There's no Kavachem. And if a person ate cake and he says Birchas HaMazon, he's not yet to, he has to say over, even on cake. Even on cake, he's not yet to, you got to say over on it. And others disagree, and they say, Rabbi Kadegi, of course, there are other Rishonim disagreements, that how can it be? Is it case that if he would have been Kaveh Sudan, he would have had to say Birchas HaMazon, even though he weren't Kaveh Sudan, but for the evidence, he can't say that you're not Jacob. But we'll see Selina, reading, right, doesn't have a Surah Tapas, even if he did Kaveh Sudan, he wouldn't have said Birchas HaMazon, so there you can say Maki Mechav. And then there's the third sheet there. That's what they sign it. Then there's a third sheet that says that no, that since Al-Mikhi is a kitzur of Birchas HaMazon, so the Yevet, you should be a thing. Others kind of, what do you mean? It should be a Kalachayra from Islam.
How big a talent is Rochel Lachuno?
If you eat cake and you make Amosi, or you eat bread and you make a Mazonos. You have bread, and you think you're eating cake, you make a Mazonos. And then you see bread, you have to make it. Would you have to make Amosi and either Rochel Mazonos from Rochel bread too?
And by mistake, a person can burn them in the
okay.
The Pashto says that it is yes. I think it's a machlokes in the Mishnah, but the Pashto says that it is yes. You are yes, it's the same as any time.
But they're very smart on cake, mostly. Say on cake, and mostly.
On such cake that if you be kaveh suda, you would have to say hamoyes. Yes. The Pashto should also be that it is yes. Pastor should be there for the other year. If he wants to be for that too, then yeah, but let's say he's not interested in being for that. Just wants to have a little piece of cake. Just have a little piece of cake. And by mistake, he said, I might say that. But the pastor says that he ever would be good. If the Chayyadim says that he ever be good to with Burim and Mizainis on everything, except for Maim and Mela, even though there never was a Kapkana Burim and Mizainis on potatoes.
Why do you say it's like part of your government in Chicago?
No, that's not true. That's not even Akashkala. That's not Lechem. If you say I like on cake, the fashion says if you all like that chayya, then you should say the yes. That's what we spoke about last week. He said, I think this thing is so. That the chayya says, what do you think that they don't agree with that chayya? Chayyadim says, whenever you said a bracha rishayna on any food, that really, that fits in. He said, burn it in his anus on an apple. So it's not true. But even though the Chacham absolutely never mistaken said bracha burn in his anus on apples, but since it's not shaker, so the Yevet you go, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayyadim al-Halach. If you hold like that Chayyadim, so whenever you said a bracha that's not shaker, you would be it. But in places, we pointed out last week, it would appear that they clearly hold not like the Chayyadim. They say that the Yevet, as he said, Bari, Priha, 8, on wine, you're not Yoyte, even though it's Lega points that he knows wine is a Priha. Malash Chayyadim and Azayim and Alavim has the status of the Pri. It maintains the status of the Pri, so if you say Bari, Priha, 8, it's not very bishkorma. Nonetheless, it says you're not Yoyte, even the Yevet. Why? Because the Chachamim would have a mistaken that talk. So how could they have a mistaken on everything? And let's say on food, they were mistaken for Bari Priha Dom on all food, anything that grows from the ground. And then they were mistaken also Bari Priha ate on the food. Fancy sugar fancy. So the evidence said about Dom, then it says Shachol, you said one of the basic brothers that originally the Chachamim were mistaken on this food. But if you say Bari Priha ate on wine is a hot beverage, then we never mistaken any brothers. Pratiyos on brachas b'suratos on mashkin. You want to mitzak and shahakol and brought to a broken on. So if you think this would appear now.
Is it possible maybe to say that
under my design is an exception? That's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch, yeah. That's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch, that tomorrow is the one and only exception to the rule.
So we
should
project it as the
food. Yeah. Eight, was it the Mahmoud that they had eight?
Eight. I mean six.
Fixing
the white design more than
they? I don't know. But they assume Shulchan Aruch that if you had cake or spaghetti and just said Hazanah Sakol, they say that you wouldn't be able to be yet. The whole Machlek is only what if he said the whole Bechus Amor. That's a special klal only by Shulchan Aruch.
That's why I'm saying he stopped Bechus Amor and he didn't dump any Bechus Amor and he had to stop reading the middle of Bechus
Amor. By mistake, the person says, yeah.
Even on cake, or does cake on cake?
I don't know. I don't remember at all.
We have a class in the second of our man, a part of the Holy Shack, and it's part of the tradition of what's happening. So here, we are in the States, I go to Shida. Even though you had one that said, I'm sick, and then they were very difficult, we should take another question out.
The way Rashi and Taisus, I didn't explain, the way Rashi and Taisus learn has nothing to do with first association. Rashi and Taisus learned that the Nusach HaBracha was correct, he said Shehachomi B'dvara, except that his Kavanas were in error. When he said Shem and Malchus, he had intention to Tirai, Baruch HaBracha. But with the self, he said everything right. Shehachomi B'dvara didn't say anything wrong at all. First association, first association is a different thing. A person says a sentence with a semicolon in the middle. But the halacha recognizes a semicolon. That's a different one. Whether the halacha recognizes two different clauses in a sentence, or you treat it all as one. It's a different one. Here he said only one sentence. He didn't say both. Different shape.
Yes.
The chaschili is supposed to be part of the word because it's not yet a beverage. No, because it's not yet a beverage. Let's say I'll take wine and I'll mix it into a food. I'll mix in a lot of wine into a food, and that'll be the ikar. Then I'll say, why do you have very pre-high on that food if it's a soup? Let's say I'll make a soup with a lot of wine in it. That'll be the major ingredient will be wine. More than 50% will be wine. Then you start to say, very pre-high. And you won't take burnt out often because it's not a fair business, it's true. Right, because it's not normal to drink wine as a beverage before you add water. So one, right, that's called like eating soup. You don't say, I'll begin, you don't say he's drinking the soup, it's not called an Aishish, it's called an Akhira. He's eating the soup, he's not drinking the soup. Then also, one time it says that you don't say burnt out often, unless melting or tofu mayim, because before you mix in the wine, it's not called a beverage, because normal people don't drink it. So it remains as a fruit, it's considered a fruit in the liquid form. So you say, very free right? We pass the nafta. We pass it even before you add the wine, it's also called wine, it's also a beverage. And if wine is a bracha, but you have very free right often?
Oh,
pure iron sugar? Pure iron sugar?
No water added to it.
Concentrated.
No, we talk in the Shuhanara. No, we talk in the all beverages are Shahara. All beverages are Shahara.
I recognize the
I'm going to say this. Y'all purchase this. Y'all miss it. Because it's Kavanah. So what's the whole issue with the sugar?
Well, the mitzvah is fulfilled in the form of a bracha.
That's the shaila, the topic in the Gemara, a bracha.
Start off with the Malkus. I'd like to conclude the mitzvah for the bracha differently, improperly. And I get to the end. That's why he starts two times
more. Almost half time more than two times at least than you benchmark.
The Gemara has later a cloud that if you eat a lot of cake, if you kavesh food on the cake, and the cake is lechem, just as it's pot, but it's pot above the kitchen, it's usually bread that you eat as anash. But if you're not eating it as anash, then the din is that you have to, it's called lechem, you have to wash, you have to get wet, you have to finish. But the shayla is, what about pizza? Is pizza considered mamish bread, or is pizza considered pot above the kitchen? That's one shayla. So many parts more that pizza is pot mamish. But this is regular bread that people eat as a meal. That's not many possible. So Mr. Feinstein, it's true that this says not so. And it seems that they explained the pizza to him. It's not that they said Voltaire and he didn't know what it was. They explained it to him, they showed it to him, and he spent a lot of time figuring out what the pizza is all about. So he was of the opinion that the pizza is the same. That's why when Rabbi Dolsky conservative out turned to the whole answer, Rabbi Dolsky thought that pizza should be how much like many Rabbana feel. They didn't want to print that against Rav Moshe, so he argued the case, and then he sort of explained why you could say like Rav Moshe also. Why there's one, but the fastest he thought not like Rav Moshe.
But once he says there's no one, you don't bench on any case.
No, the person says mezainis, and then later on he eats a ton of cake, so then he has to bench later on. And if in the middle he realizes that he's about to eat a ton of cake,
so
then he's supposed to wash.
So where does the cloth and the clothes are most likely? Isn't that normally easy for the office? Do I have to wash on that?
Yeah. Shani, how much do you have to eat that it should be called to be on this? There's a dispute, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokes and the Akron, and what's the definition of Kriya Suda? So he says the traditional Akron used to assume that the definition of Kriya Suda has to do with the volume of cake that you're eating. If you eat the amount of cake that was man hatanoim, was the amount of bread that they would eat at the meal, which was either 3 basin or 4 basin. That's called the Kriya Suda. Where do you get this 3 basin or 4 basin? There is a din of eating kedei achilas pras. If you eat a kazayis kedei achilas pras, I've eaten a little of half kazayis now, and I wait an hour and eat another half kazayis later, it's not the two of the achilas. So they say, not the mora, I'm not the eighth. You have to eat the half kazayis with the other half kazayis kedei achilas pras. Achilas pras means the amount of time that one could eat a pras, a half of a loaf of a bread. One half of what loaf of what bread, what's it all about? The definition in Erevin says when you want to make an Erev a kumis. When you want to make an Erev a kumis, you want to go kutzlus kumis. You're not allowed to. So you make an Erev, you leave some food 1900 kilometers away from you, from where you are. An Erev Shabbos Erev Yantzis. And since you left Mazna Shtei Tzud, there's enough food that one would eat for 2 meals, and that's normally how much a person eats every day. Eat 2 meals. We eat on Shabbos, we eat Shalashudis. But that's the Chumrah of Shabbos. But normally people ate Mazna Shtei Tzudos every day. So wherever you left your Mazna Shtei Tzudos, that's considered your Malkum. If you want it to be your Malkum, that's considered your Malkum. So you have Alpai Mama around that. So if you're within Alpai Mama to that, you can go back to another Alpai Mama, another 1999 Mama after that. So how much is Mazna Shtei Tzudos if you leave bread? Now, Mama doesn't require that you have to talk to leave bread.
If you're making an Arabic cumin, you can eat bread, you can eat potatoes, you can eat mustard, you can eat ketchup, whatever you want to eat. You leave as much mustard, as much ketchup as a normal person would eat, use, if you'll be eating two meals, brother, whatever you happen to leave, fruit, vegetables, whatever you leave, you should eat as much as one would normally eat if you'd be eating two meals. So how much bread do you have to leave if you want to eat bread? The air is a human. You have to leave as much bread as a person would eat in two meals. For each person?
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
So one cup of
in some rare cases, even if you didn't leave the food. But in normal cases, that's an exception to the rule. But the rule is you have to leave the food there before Shabbos. In some rare cases, we say it's a good area even if you didn't leave the food. So how much bread do you have to leave? As much bread as a normal person would eat in two meals. How much bread does a normal person eat in two meals? So that's a machlekes ha'tanaim in the end of everything. In the case, the one time it says, the volume of bread of 8 kibbutzim, 8 eggs. And one time it says, the volume of bread that has the volume of 6 basins. Why? They argue how much bread does a normal person eat in one meal. Is it 3 basins or is it 4 basins? And that's Machlekes ha'tanaim, the two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber had a paskin. Whether that's called a pras. A pras means Rashi always calls the pasuk in the Shaira. I'll throw to the right lachmecha, break off a piece of bread and give it to the poor person. Give it to the yoni. So prusa means, achilas pras means to break off the bread. Which is a mother state food, is to break it in here, and each piece of bread is going to be the size of mother food achas. How much is mother food achas? And that's the root of the machlekes. That's the machlekes that's on in Erev and that's 6 days. That's the machlekes that we showed in 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Well, the mother food achas is 3 days of bread or 4 days of bread. Machlekes Rashi in the Ram and half the time. So the classical achayim in Mishnah Berurah, the classical position achayim always assume and if you eat so much cake, the volume of cake that a person would normally eat, if it would have been bread, that's how much bread he would eat in a meal. That's called kriya suda. So that's either 3 basins or 4 basins. So then you have to wash and say hamotzi and recite birchas hamotzi. Many quotes are Rav Chaim Volozhin on the Vilna Gaon held otherwise. They were of the opinion that kriya suda cake doesn't depend on an arbitrary shear of either 3 basins or 4 basins. It all depends what the minikam din is, how much is the volume of the whole food that a person eats in the whole meal. But if a person eats supper, but American people overeat. People eat a lot of food. So they have potatoes and chicken and sholent and kugel and whatever and an introduction to the meal and soup and everything. So what's the volume of the whole meal that you eat? More than 4 days. It's much more than 4 days. We assume that a bagel is real hamoyim. We assume that bagels are real hamoyim. He mentioned that's what the Nodi Yehuda printed in his drushes. He has the drushes that he gave to Shabbos Shukr, so he used to just give outright musa. That the people open umbrellas on Shabbos and not allowed to, and he told you last year, and they told you this year, and told you to tell me that I'm going to be fine, and you better listen, and I'm not allowed to use the umbrellas. And I told you last year, I told you 2 years ago, you have to say, I'm waiting on the bagels and not mezainas, and when you wash until it's a dime, and I'm going to be mopstick and a hina hair. It gives Muslims specific things that the people used to harvest. So he makes a big fuss about the bagels, that the people in ancient Israel said, mezainas, and he says that it's wrong, the bagels are regular hamoyim. The reason why people think that bagels are boiled is because it's boiled. And the Gemara says that it's only called pas, it only has the status of bread, if it's baked in an oven. The Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk in the Tehecha. So, ofu esel nashim lachmechem nitaro echel. So, the Gemara derives from that Pasuk. Oh, so the Gemara discusses what if it was first cooked and then baked, so one time it says it's still only mezainas and it's not going to be. No, if you put in a little sugar... The bread is regular bread. Hey, no, right. Eat the bread as bread to be eaten in the meal. No, there is pizza bread that years ago used to have the OU and it says Mazina. It used to say Mazina on it because it was made without water. It was made with reconstituted apple cider. Yeah. So the OU told them in ultimatum, they said they have to remove that from the label, so they're not going to continue, they're not going to maintain that drug, so they removed it from the label. So if you have pizza bread that says Mazenu Yazua that is 3 years old,
don't eat it, it'll be gone to yellow on the label.
And they give you a sandwich and it says that this is Mazenu Yazua, it's also 3 years old. They still have some of those sandwiches around, but it's pretty good. No. Many people say Mazenu on the bagel because it's cooked first. And that's not really right, because when they boil it, it's not edible. After they boil it, it's not edible yet. It's just in order to give it a certain texture. And the thing that makes it edible really is the baking. So this is how you establish a bracha. There's more on that than I thought before. Also, Esther, Moshin, Machmuch, and Zan Rechot, the Mosh Zahmad, I'm a person based derived from that passage in the Pesach. We learn our demons from the Rabbanu Shlomo Gord, even when he's cursing us, even when he gives us Ezra. We learn out the halacha that it only has the status of lechem, and lechem half of the time of Kari lechem. If it's mevushal, it doesn't have the status of lechem. But the bagel is not mevushal. So the bishul doesn't give it the property that it's very lachim.
You're talking about the
baking.
Pizza
is a big problem. Why should be mezainis in the first place?
So why should
mezainis according to those who are of the opinion that it's mezainis, that then it's the machlekes, how much pizza do you have to eat? So it actually goes with the traditional mahalach that three or four bacon, the volume of 3 or 4 eggs. But you have to measure, you have to figure out how much are 3 or 4 average size eggs, not large size eggs. We usually use large size is grade A quality eggs.
Now we go the other way.
You have to go the other way on matzah. It's beitza beinonis. That's all beitza beinonis. And a kazayis is either a half of a beitza or a third of a beitza. So the Magen Avraham says, with respect to a dinder, right, you go the chumra, whatever it's from. With respect to a dinder, you go the kula. Second night beitza is one of the abans. The Magen Avraham says, you go the kula.
You
haven't paid any.
It's 3 years old. No, the rolls they used to say on the Zainas is because they didn't use water. They only used May Paris. And it says in Shulchan Aruch that one of the definitions of Pasa Bobi Kislin, how do you define Pasa Bobi Kislin? That it's Mazainas in contrast to bread that it's Amoshi. If this is Pasa, this is Pasa. You mix flour with water and you come out with something. So how do you know when it's Amoshi, when it's Mazainas? So they say, oh, Pasa Bobi Kislin, what is that? So the main opinion in the Shulchan Aruch is if you have a pie that has a filling, a kiss is a packet. So you have dough on top, dough on bottom, and you have fruit in the middle, and you have a lot of sugar in the middle, so that's part of a kiss. That's part of a kiss. Or a Moshe says, no, the task can have vada part of a kiss, if you close to Magen Avraham, that if you have cake that has a lot of sugar in it, even though you don't have a packet of sugar in the middle, and cake, dough on top and on the bottom, the sugar is all over the place. Sometimes more than 50% sugar. So the way we make most
sugar, the first
thing. Right. Most of our cakes and cookies have so much sugar that I'm actually talking about that's about that impossible because it's not a smoking. Then you have other cakes that are questionable. So one opinion in the Mechaber is that if you mix the flour with made payrolls and you don't use any water, that's considered possible because even though it has no pocket, doesn't have any filling in it, and doesn't have a ton of sugar, it doesn't have a ton of sugar, still, if you use made payrolls or a rolled made payrolls and a little bit of water, that's called possible because the tradition Gura is quick to explain that that's only by red varm amurim. If you can taste the difference between this and regular bread, when you eat it right away, you can tell that this is a cake, that this is a nash.
Right, but then it's a mezainis bread.
But if it tastes like regular bread, one of our breads tastes like
regular bread. What are you talking about, bread?
The only regular mix of sugar and all of our bread. So if it tastes like a regular bread, then it should be unlikely. And furthermore, when they used to make the pizza bread, they used to use reconstituted apple cider. So they added water into it. They had water. If you use apple juice, then one can think of that even though it tastes like a regular bread, if you work hard, you can tell the difference. The kosher gold, you can tell the difference. But that's only if you use apple juice. But here they didn't use apple juice. They reconstituted apple juice. They reconstituted apple juice. They took the concentrate and they mixed in a lot of water. So that's drinking water. Right? But halacha says it's different. If you have milk, and milk is a chleis, what, 95% water?
What is it?
Yeah.
But all of the milk is milchit. All of the milk is milchit. But if you evaporate all the water and you only have milk powder, and then you add on water, then I only say that 5% of this whole mixture is milchit and the rest of it is paraben. So it's water, it's paraben. If the milk is in its natural state, I say the whole milk is milchit. But if the water was evaporated and I add water, so that water is paraben. And I'm giving it a year. It says a year a day. Let's say I mixed milk with flesh. And I know for sure that I have shishim in the flesh against the milky part of the milk. I'm not sure if I have shishim against all of the milk. And the thing is that if you separate the water from the rest of the milk, that water is only milk with the rabbanim. And I've heard that water is paraben. So some Achrayim wanted to raise the possibility that there should be something the Rabbanu Lakuda. If I know for sure I have shishim against the milky part of the milk, against the curd, and it's only a topic if I have shishim against the whole milk, so it's a fake of the Rabbanu Lakuda. So we don't talk like that. We talk to told now that the milk is in the original state of milk. The whole milk is milk, it's not curd. Then you remove the water from the milk when you take away the 95%, then it will become paraben. Then Eshmol will become paraben. And even if you mix it back, it will still be paraben, and I'll tell you, only milk is with the rabbanim. But if the milk is still together with never separated, then it remains, and the whole milk is milk. So the same over here. If you have apple juice, fine. 95% of the apple juice is with water, not H2O. But cold matter is all together, that's called maintainer. But after you evaporate it, and then you add it, you reconstitute the powder, and you add on regular water. So that's water. Water is water. Doesn't it come back apple juice?
If you take regular water, and they mix in like black bread or someplace mixed with a lot of grape, right? When you take it out, it's black bread or it's regular dough, but they mixed in grape into it, and then you eat a slice like that. This also be a possible to kiss in or not?
Yeah, that could be. If you have raisins added on, that could be possible to kiss.
Yeah, raisins, that should be like pasta over here.
But it's only how you add it ingredients into the bread.
A lot of people are kaver stood, even if you have raisins. But we are kaver stood on the challah. But if you have a bread that's like a cake, if you're not kaver stood on it, then it'll be the limit. If you are kaver stood, then it'll become a mice. A lot of raisins, we always kaver
stood.
How much raisin bread? There's a lot of raisins. That's why you can see the raisins go cool. The raisins.
If a person is compared to this,
it's not a person is compared to this, I don't know, we'll have to get to six pairs, if you've heard yet. Okay. No, milk powder is a milk of David all the time. The thing is in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a concentrate that's nice and common, you can pair shishin, then it's not broken. So milk powder is all concentrates on milk of David all the time. So milk powder, unless you add so much water that you can't really taste the flavor, but if you just reconstitute the milk, then it's for sure David all the time. China, that the person discussed in Europe and that comes up in America a lot, is when you add milk powder not to water, you add milk powder to dough. A lot of the bake shops add milk powdered milk into bagels to retard spoilage, that it shouldn't get hard, that it should stay fresh for a long time. In powder form, yeah. You add it. No, they take powder and they throw it into the dough when they're mixing all the dough. They even take milk powder and you mix it into water and you reconstitute it. It comes out to be milk. So that's not going to be bottled with shishi. Because the powder and water is avid all the time. But if you mix powdered milk into dough, so the person in Europe discussed that they don't consider that avid all the time. They don't consider that avid all the time. Basically, if it tastes like milk, it's avid all the time. But as they say, they assume it's not. So there's some bottle of shish. So the shine is on such a bagel that it's made...
Is it shaped?
Yeah. You're not committed to eating milk and bread. They're both not permissible because you made by mistake. Eat the milk and bread with flesh, you can eat the flesh and bread with
milk.
Unless you make a semen. The Bishan is, what if the semen is not on the bread itself, the semen is on the wrapper? Even though Rav Soloveitchik said that his father held that it's mutter, but he admitted that all of the majority of the folks come on the daf, and the Yoridea don't like that. They hold that a semen on the wrapper is not good, you have to have daf get semen on the bread. So they don't have the semen on the bread. You can't tell if you have cheesecakes, you smell it, you taste it, you can tell right away, cheesecake. If you have cakes, you look at it, you can tell that it's a milk and bread. But if you don't have the semen on the thing itself, you can't tell whether it's milk and bread or powdered bread without looking on the wrapper. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you can think you're not supposed to eat such bread. So the shot is, what if it's a milk and bread, but it's both of the shishan? The milk ingredient and the thing is both of the shishan. So are you permitted to do that l'chatchila and label it as part of a bread? That's one opinion in thought. It's mutter l'chatchila to do it as part of a bread. Many thoughts in Halakha L'Halacha. Why do you say no? It's not a part of it, but to mix it in l'chatchila, without eating it with a part of it, that's a violation of Eimah Vat Mitzvah l'chatchila.
That's a
mitzvah. Even though it's not a mitzvah, that's a Rabbi Kereger, that's your kasha. Let's say I'm cooking flesh and I want to pour in a few drops of milk just to... Yes, just to get my wife angry. I know that the drops of milk are going to be bottled with shishim. So there's no Easter bottle before it doesn't get off the ground. If I mix in a little milk and it's bottled with shishim, it's not that I'm a bottle in Easter. It never became bottled with cholera in the first place. Only get off Easter lost its hair if it's nice and time. And then if there's no time, there's no Easter. So nonetheless, Rabbi Kereger says it's also. How do you explain it? No, it's not even Fatishir. So he says, because you're not allowed to do something that if you would do more, it would be possible for policy, not allowed to do less. This is the Shaila. If you have bread that's mamish milch, that has a tom of milk or butter in it, milky bread, so that's what the general consensus of the policy is, not like the Rav said, the same responded to the Rocha, that you should treat it as milk, even on the wrapper it says this. But the shot is like this, what if they put beer on the wrapper, because they put a milk ingredient, but the milk ingredient is part of the shishi. So many parts of that are such a case, theoretically the bread is really caramel. The only thing, and the dough, I put in a little bit of milk powder just to retard spoilage. But it's not for the purpose of giving a ton of milk in the whole bread. It doesn't taste like milk. It's just that it shouldn't get hard like a rock right away. It should stay soft for a couple of days. There's a difference between bagels, but there's some different kinds of bagels. Some of the bagels are now after they bake, they're hard like a rock. And the others are fresh for a couple of days because they have this special milk powder in it that we call this squish. So the shine is whether that makes the bagel or the bread that they use to make shakes. So they're talking about three opinions. Some hold that it's powder, then you can eat it with flashes. And others hold no, that it's also the b'yevet, and it's milk and bread, you're not allowed to eat it. And many hold no, that it's really tarder, but to mix it in, the l'chatchila, or gas, to eat it, the flesh is tarnished. So in such a case, it's milk and bread. So that milk and bread is kosher. So if you have milk and bread that says O-U-D or whatever, I don't know, I don't think they have such a thing yet.
Okay.
Simon Tzadik Zayin writes that the only time a Chacham would go there that you're not allowed to use milk and bread, or fleshy bread is, on bread, which the Nidigardim is that you eat it together with the milk, so you eat it together with the flesh. Hashem came here by cake, the Nidigardim is that you don't eat the flesh with the cake. So therefore he says they would never go there. After all ages, the Rav didn't think that was such a Hasbara. A man called Eichik also, I think he says from the father of the Rav. They didn't think that was good. So they think that you're not allowed to eat milk and cake. Seriously. Except that they hold it if you have on the wrapper, on the label it says, they hold it just like bread also. They hold the bacon, but you don't hold it, they have that the wrapper is good, so they hold that you're not allowed to eat milk and cakes either. But the conventional posting, the traditional posting said that on cakes they will never graze on the posting. The body goes on bread, but the nitzar level normally is to eat it together with the flesh, to eat it together with the milk. She says you can see right away, you can smell it. Yeah, that's a sin and nitzar on the thing. That's the problem as well. That's a different sign. That's a different sign. Now, I think they just find not a cooler. Years ago, the problem was those home doctors only to drink cholesterol. So what if you ran out of cholesterol? Can you use powdered milk from the Goyish animals? I think they just find was naked on that. They found two in the house on
the milk.
Yeah. So he's naked on that. He quotes in the house on the or why did the Chacharim have to make a separate day on the Vina Sakum? And cheese that was manufactured by Norway. It's made from milk. All reason because of the men is to get it by men. It's the cholabakum. How do you make cheese from milk? It's the cholabakum. So what's the problem? And why does the Rambam say that butter, to buy butter from a guy, is it permissible? Depends on the minigam dina. If the minig is less, or it's not from itam minig. Minig is mutter, is mutter. How do you make butter from milk? So it should be also because it's the cholabakum. Cholabakum is also. So the Chasam Sefer says in one of his chubbis, there's the people in this whole discussion that the Gzeiras Chachamim and the Cholabakum only was if you purchase it in the state of milk. But if you purchase it, well, at the time that I purchased this from the market, if I buy milk and I make cheese out of it, I buy milk and I make butter out of it, it was, at the time that I bought it, it was Cholabakum, so it's all Cholabakum is up. But if you bought it in a different state, then it's not included in the Yisra of Cholabakum. So if it's Gvina Sakum, so they have to be in something, but if it's butter, so the matter after this, so that depends on the meaning of the Yisra. So Rabbi says the same time, the milk fat is a different state, and it's not included in the Yisra. It's not included in the Yisra, but the Shabbat is maybe from a famous name, maybe it's not from a sixth. So he says, no, we know, you know and I know, we all know that it's not from a famous name. So the din is that it's Mutter. There never was any Gzeira, because you're not buying it from a form of milk. That was his Kuma. In others, this is it. So he hasn't achieved it. Then when I learned in the Miri Shiva in Brooklyn, when they ran out, it used to be marked with that kind of call of the police, when they ran out, so they would rely on us to take a tank too. So you see, use the card in Facebook. And Gvina, there are more rights in Yerodea that the Gzeira, Gvina Sakum applies by milking. It says it's the definition of Cholavakum is Ein Yisrael Ro'eihu. There's no Yisrael watching when they're milking the cows. Yisrael is watching, even though the farmer is milking the cows in Machri, that's called part of Yisrael. It doesn't matter who the farmer is, it matters whether the Yisrael Ro'eihu. Rambam says, but the Gabi Gvina, even if Yisrael is watching from the beginning to the end, it's prohibited. It depends who's making the cheese. If the one is manufacturing, processing the cheese, then roughly, it's called Gvina Sakum. And the Poskim on the side of the Yerodea says, we don't pass them like that, Rambam. We're making on this because the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayot and Avodah Zarah, and that Mishnah, Daf Lamed Hey, but Gvina Sakum says explicitly otherwise. It says the Pirush, just like Yisrael Ro'ehu is a good heter, not heter, called Kol Yisrael, by definition, it's not called Kol Makom, but the Rambam writes explicitly, who are denied by Gvina? They have these four areas. But then, it's not enough just to get to the Nisman. It's like in the Tunefish factory, they come every so often to check. You have to have watching from the beginning to the end. You have to have a Mashgiach Tamidi there, watching the whole process. If you have a Mashgiach Tamidi in the cheese factory, even though all the workers are knocking, but you have a Yisrael, there's a Mashgiach Tamidi, so then it's called Gvinas Yisrael. It's not called Gvinas Yisrael. But just to have a Mashgiach with the gate to the Nisman, that's not enough. That's enough for other things, cakes and cookies and other products. We have a Yetzim Nichnas. It's not a Yetzim Nichnas once every 10 years. It's not a
tradition. It's not a
That was based on the Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Mishnah quotes that there is a Gzeira de Rabbana prohibiting Gvina Sakum. So the Mishnah tells the story that the Tanoim were walking in the street, going on traveling on the highway, and they were discussing one time, a younger Tanoim was asking the older Tanoim, what's the reason for the Gzeira de Rabbana? So he gave him some phony reason. So he said, that's the reason that doesn't apply. So he started to talk about a different part of the Shia Shir. concerned about from the audience. So the Gemara says, why didn't he tell them the right answer? So the Gemara says they had a policy when they make Gzeira D'Rabbanan for the first 12 months, you're not allowed to tell the reasons. So we're going to tell the people, this is where they go to this reason. Everybody will pass around and go, that's the reason. It doesn't apply to me, so the whole Gzeira doesn't apply. The whole Gzeira will collapse. So for the first 12 months, you're not allowed to disclose the reason. And after the people observe the Gzeira D'Rabbanan for a sufficient amount of time, for a year, then you can tell them the reason, and since they're used to observing it, so they'll continue. So the Gemara takes, what is the reason? So the Amoraim weren't sure, so the Gemara guessed there's six different reasons. What's the reason for the Gzeira D'Rabbanan of Gvina Tzav? One reason, another reason. So the Shaila is, which reason do we, which is the real reason? So the Rabbi Nitzam there, now the Gemara says, the real reason is that when the Nochem manufacture the cheese, they use Mayim Gulim. They use water that's exposed.
Well, the sakana to drink water that wasn't covered over, because maybe a snake would have fit into the spit and poison it. And even though the odds are 1,000 to 1, 1,000,000 to 1, 10,000,000 to 1, that it may happen. But Hamira Sakantani is to it. As long as there's a sort of sakana that people are nervous about, you're not allowed to do it. And this is Samarin we're nervous about. They would never drink mind of women.
So the prohibition against Dina Tzak was really because of mind of women. Then the Rabbin and Tamsin said, but Rizmana is there. There's no there is mind of women. Because the Medina Shalonu, the Nechashim are not in the Sunni. Therefore, since mind of women is Mutsa, so they'll be in a Tzak and full growth. So the Rishonim asked, well, why? But it should be a Dovish and Indian Tzak and the Nechal Atiyot. And the Zeru Rabbanon that was instituted for reason X. Even if you live in a generation when the reason wasn't applied, the Zeru still applied. So the Rabbin Al-Khanon, the nephew of the Rabbin Al-Tam, the great nephew of Rabbin Al-Tam, the son of the Ri, Rabbin Al-Khanon, Rabbin Al-Tam, they have the Tosfos Rabbin Al-Khanon. All the Tosfos that we have are a kitzur of the Tosfos Rabbin Al-Khanon. So Rabbin Al-Khanon elaborates over this, and he says, yeah, that's if there was a real reason for Gzeira. But if it's a medical reason, if it's Gzeira D'Rabbanan because of a medical reason, if you live in a community where the medical hashash doesn't apply, it's a whole Gzeira full world. So that's what, so the Tosfos quotes in some communities they relied on the Rabbeinu Tam, and in most communities they did. So the Ramon, Shulchan Aruch Taskin, the Mechaber and the Ramon Taskin, that even if you live in a community where the Yadua, none of the reasons for the Gzeira apply, it's still prohibited to eat Gvina Tzav. So they should sell, I don't know exactly why, he felt, not so, he felt that you have a right to follow the Rabbeinu Tam, but he wouldn't Taskin against the Shulchan Aruch. It's like Halacha Bein Marnta. So he would never talk to him in public against Rabbi Nitzan, but privately he would eat the cheese. That's if you know for sure that there's no hashash. Right, if you know for sure that there's no hashash, then it may be true. We don't talk to him like Rabbi Nitzan. We talk to him the parish against Rabbi Nitzan. He sells other than the Shulchanach. He wouldn't talk to him again. I remember my mother making her own sheep. We lived in Pennsylvania. So you lived in Europe. I lived in America. Well, my mother used to make her own sheep. So we came into New York, and then we would buy sheep. We wouldn't get it too old. Yes. There are 2 days in the Gemara. The Gemara of Edizor has 2 opinions. If I purchase milk from a Nochri, and I tell a Nochri, I need the milk because I'm manufacturing cheese. And the Gemara says, everybody knows that you cannot use milk from a non-kosher animal to make cheese out of it. So if the Nochri knows that I'm going to manufacture cheese from it, he knows for sure that he has to give me milk from a Behemoth Torah. So the Gemara has 2 days, 2 Lashonis, and it's a Shaila how he's asking, is there Gzeira D'Rabbanan of Chol Avachim? If one should hold that the Gzeira D'Rabbanan of Chol Avachim still applies to Zman Hazeh, that's their question. But they almost killed Hagoyim Ratzadik and Moshe Feinstein over there. But if you just said the same as the Chazanish, the same as all of his person said. If the Gzeira Chol Avachim doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. And the Satan almost killed Rav Moshe over the Chol Avachim, over the Chol Avachim issue. That one should assume that the Gzeira Chol Avachim still applies, but what if I buy the Chol Avachim and I tell enough and I need it to make cheese? So the 2 days in the Gemara, whether there's a need to follow back on that, because maybe in that case, since he knows that a need of a cheese, he's never going to give me a call of that. So those are the 2 opinions in manufacturing cheese. One cheese is much more expensive than the other. Boy, it gives a hashgach on 2 different cheeses for all of them in Migdal. So one of them is made from call of back, one is made from call of back. One is much more expensive than the other.
Isn't it a moment?
Gemara has one lotion in the Gemara that where there's already, but since the Nafi knows in advance my intention, I want to make cheese out of it, he'll never give it. He writes, and I pleaded with the Chazanish that he shouldn't print that in his paper. They're going to stone you. And he didn't listen to me. But they didn't stone him. They didn't stone him. He got away with it.
I should find it. There's no problem.
Yes. In the beginning of Parsha Shlach, the Torah records the names of the different Nisim from all of the Shvatim and the different Meraglim. At the end of the first Parsha it says that Moshe Rabbeinu changed the name of the Hoshea ben Nun and he called him Yehoshua. The Rashi quotes from the Medrash from the Gemara that Yehoshua is a tefillah called Yehoshiyachol Me'atos Meraglim. So the Meforshim discuss why did Moshe Rabbeinu only mishpalo for Yehoshua, why wasn't he mishpalo for the others? So the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel, he adds on a little bit to this medrash. He says, "Kachomo Moshe Anasanusa de Yeshua." When Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Yeshua was such an honor, he was so humble, then he gave him this bracha. So what does that mean? When he saw his humble, he gave him the bracha. So the Bali Musa in Europe used to say that sometimes people misunderstand humility. Sometimes a person is humble, they doesn't write l'chaim with the other people. So the other people are doing it out there, so he'll go along also with the other. He won't write l'chaim. He won't fight. But that's what Moshe Rabbeinu saw. He was afraid that Yeshua was a little bit too humble. He was afraid that sometimes he'll be niggurari after the rabbin and he won't put up a fight. So he gave him a tefillah, a special bracha, called Yoshiach HaMiyatus Meragim, and the Rebbeinu Shalom should protect you, that you shouldn't be humble in this case. Such a concept as guided the Kedusha, right? The Lubavitcher, they have a country, I think from the Mittler, one of the early leaders in the Lubavitcher dynasty, it's called Kuntras of Mayan, because it starts off with the Pasuk Mayan Yosh in the base Hashem. It's also the Pasuk from Treyosa. So in that Kuntras, this Rebbe, I forgot which one, develops this theme of guided the Kedusha, that usually guides is a terrible Nidim of Dinah Miyoi, but sometimes the Pasuk is the Bayid Belida, the Tachi Hashem, the Pasuk describes that he's the Bayami, that Dogan HaMelech was very proud about the fact that he did have this Hashem, and he would show like Tachar HaBavish, and he'd walk the Pasuk Arubayim, and shake their lulav, and they ask you, did you put on Tzulam today? Why? That's why you can believe it. But Dachi Hashem, the proud of the fact that Hashem in this. A person has to realize that all the needers that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us are needed favors. Even a needer that we should use a needer rough. You have to know the needer. You have to know when to apply the needer, when not to apply the needer. So the needer of guidance also. Not to be ignored completely. Sometimes you have to use the needer of guidance properly. Usually the needer of guidance is used in an improper fashion. Usually when people think that they're doing guided the Kedusha, it's also a guided shalisa. It's not guided Kedusha, but on some areas, there is such a thing. But that's where Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo. You see this a lot of times. Yeah, all the boys are going to graduate school, and they're all going into, he's going to become a doctor, he's going to become a lawyer, he's going to become an Indian chief, everyone wants to do something else, make a lot of money. And those who are really cut out for learning also are niggurei after everybody else. So the rabbein have the job to convince the boys that you have to stay learning. You're very good. You have to explain to the person, you're very good in learning, you're cut out for learning, you have to stay learning. You shouldn't let these people be niggurei after you. So that's, you all have to work on it.